At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
She's a fashion blogger, model, and entrepreneur.
She's amazing.
The latest tips on fashion, beauty, wellness, travel, and her lifestyle. And now, here's the founder and creator of Not Basic Blonde, Olasha.
Hi, loves. Welcome back to another episode of Not Basic Blonde podcast. And today, as always, I have a very interesting guest with very interesting story. My guest today, Rosemary Miller. Rosemary Miller is Forbes New Money podcast host and crypto reporter. So today we'll be discussing the best financial advice, how to succeed in media and journalism industry, what are the biggest challenges and opportunities in the industry currently, and so much more. But before we dive in, don't forget to subscribe, rate and review Not Basic Blonde podcast on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, Rosemary. So glad to have you on, and thank you for being my guest. We would love to know about you and your experience, and also, how are you today?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here. Well, I'm great, for starters. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Yes. So my experience, oh my goodness, my experience in journalism, it has been a journey. I always knew I wanted to do something with my voice, but I wasn't sure what I wanted to do. And there was a moment when I decided I didn't even want to be a journalist. So let me just take you back. I have a bachelor's degree from Howard in communications. And around that time, like junior year, I took this broadcast class and they had us like out and about where we were pulling the cameras, doing our interviews. We were like a one-man band. And I hated it. And I knew I wanted to do broadcasts, but that class discouraged me so much to the point where like, I didn't want to do journalism at all. So by the time I graduated, I actually decided to become a personal trainer. I moved to LA. I did the fitness influencer personal training life for about 2 years, but COVID hit and that kind of threw everything off. So I then decided, okay, let me just go back to grad school because I was having trouble finding a job in broadcast because I had a horrible reel from college. I told you I was really bad at being a one-man band. So I went back to school. I got into Columbia Journalism School and the rest was history.
And now you're so famous interviewing so many celebrities for Forbes.
Yes, that is by the grace of God, because sometimes I think to myself, like, this still doesn't make sense. Forbes is my first job out of grad school. And I got that because I was hired as a cryptocurrency reporter, for starters. And now I don't mainly focus on cryptocurrency. I'm still on the money and markets team. So I do money and market stories, but I also do some entertainment as well. And they just kind of realized like, okay, she has some camera presence. That's how that started. But let me actually go back a little bit to Columbia days. I decided to start pursuing cryptocurrency because I realized all of my classmates were basically focusing on the same beats. And if I wanted to stand out amongst them, I had to do something a little bit different because we were all going after the same jobs after graduation. So I just knew I had to do something different. And I switched my beat completely. I would only do cryptocurrency stories. I made my thesis about Web3 and the metaverse. And I started this TikTok account where I reported the top crypto news of the day every day, twice a day. And that was a game changer in itself. I actually had a lot of jobs come to me because of that TikTok account. But I did find the Forbes job through the Columbia Career Fair.
Well, very interesting how destiny can turn sometimes, right?
Right.
But as far as like being in cryptocurrency and having the finance field right now, what do you think? What's the best financial advice right now?
My best financial advice is to save because, you know, inflation is horrible. And by save, I mean save cash. We need cash and not credit. And I also don't believe in pooling all of your money into one account. So kind of diversifying where you hold your money. And if it comes to cryptocurrency, if you want to dabble, and this is not financial advice, I would probably only dabble in Bitcoin and Ethereum right now, but to each his own. Once again, this is not financial advice.
And as far as being in Forbes and being at NASDAQ, how do you actually open and ring the bell for NASDAQ? Can anyone do it, or there's like special skills, or you have to be someone special to do that?
They definitely have to. Okay, well, let me just be honest here. I personally did not ring the bell. I was there as press for LL Cool J and his entourage for, what was it, the 50th anniversary of what, hip hop? I want to say the 50th anniversary of hip hop. And yeah, it was him, his entourage. They rang the bell. Once again, I was there as press to do an interview. So unfortunately, not yet. I have not had the experience of ringing the NASDAQ bell.
Would you please tell us some of the impactful stories and some of the celebrities you interviewed?
Let's start with impactful stories. One of the most impactful stories was I did a piece on the missing and murdered Black women, something they had in, don't let me mess up the state. I want to say Minnesota. They had an office for missing and murdered Black women, and it was the first that we've seen in the United States. And basically that office focused on finding missing and murdered Black women because, you know, we don't get the same press as other races. So that's probably one of the most impactful stories I've done. When it comes to celebrities, I will say my interview with Black China. She was just such a beautiful spirit. I really enjoyed speaking with her. Another beautiful spirit was Matt Rife. He didn't mind opening up and dropping gems. He was just so brutally honest, which I liked about him. And there's one more, Tariq El Moussa, the husband of Heather Rae Young on Selling Sunset. I interviewed him recently, and he was a breath of fresh air. Once again, another person who just didn't mind opening up, telling his story, and just giving a lot of advice for everyday people out there.
Oh, I love that. And actually, as you can tell, that some people have bad reputation and previous background like Black China, but they're actually great people. So no one knows that until they personally interfere with a person, but also rumors are rumors always.
Yeah, I will say rumors are rumors. Part of it is, I guess, just realizing that we're all people. You know, we all have a past, we all have a story, and just going into interviews, trying to be as non-judgmental as I possibly can, because who am I to judge? If I judge others, I'm sure God is going to judge me even more harshly. So who am I to judge other people for the way they've chosen to live their lives, or even if they've just chosen to sin differently than I have?
Yeah, so true. I'm the same way. I was bullied in school by teachers and classmates and in my childhood. So because of my style, and that's why I read in children's book, Cutie the Unicorn, it's okay to be different. And one of the slogans actually that it's okay to be different, we should never judge, because I mean, everyone is different, and that's what makes them unique. That's what makes them themselves.
Yeah. That is very true. That is what makes us unique. And each of us have a different journey, and that enables us to to show up in the world very differently, and yeah, just make a different impact.
What is your approach to finding topics and stay up to date with the most and hottest trends? So actually makes it very interesting.
Well, probably like a lot of people, social media is a big one. Social media is where I get most of my news. But there is, I'm kind of strategic with it. So I do go and follow almost every news platform I can think of, no matter if I agree with them, if I don't agree with them, that's more so like politics. And that helps me kind of get a grasp on who to interview. And I realize it's important to not just focus on the subject, because sometimes the subject, let's be real, can be really hard to get, but finding people who are around the subject or experts on the subject.
Yeah, that's absolutely a great point. It's like on my podcast, I usually interview people and experts based on their expertise and in different fields.
Mm-hmm.
And could you share any tips for someone and for those who would like to get into journalism industry?
Well, my two biggest tips would be to focus on, especially if you're just starting out, to focus on a beat rather than a medium. So some people are so focused on, oh, I want to be on TV, or oh, I want to be on radio, or oh, I want to be a writer. And they don't really know, okay, what do you want to be on TV talking about? What do you want to be writing?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Writing about, what do you want to be on the radio talking about? And if you're an expert at your topic, at your beat, you can be on any medium. You can write about anything. You could talk about anything. You could, you know, be on camera discussing anything. So focus on your beat over your medium, because I did see a lot of that in undergrad and in grad school. People were more so focused on the medium. My second piece of advice would be to be a better listener than talker. I think a lot of people believe being a journalist is just being a talker. People come up to me and say that all the time, oh, you talk for a living. I'm like, no, I listen for a living. That's what I do. Talking is not even something I'm not a big talker. You can ask any of my friends. I'm not the chatty one. I'm usually the one doing the listening in my conversations. Those are my two big pieces of advice. Listen and focus on a beat.
Love it. And of course, for those who don't know, they can only say that it's just talking. There is way more than talking.
Mm-hmm. Way more than just talking.
There's so many other pieces that come with it.
Right. Because it's not even listening is a muscle that you have to strengthen. I mean, you have to read people, understand body language. There's a lot to it. How is someone feeling right now? Are they comfortable? Is there a way I can make them more comfortable? Because I do want my guests to be as comfortable as possible in my interviews. So comfortable that like we almost forget the camera's rolling. It's just me and you having a conversation.
I love that. What are the biggest challenges or opportunities the media is facing today?
The biggest challenges would definitely be layoffs. As you've probably seen almost every other week, there are layoffs in media, in major companies at that. I believe the LA Times, they laid off, don't quote me, but I believe it was like 115 people just last week or maybe 2 weeks ago. Like, where is journalism going? That's a big question. I mean, everyone is a journalist these days, and Twitter or X, that has kind of highlighted issues with that problem. We don't really know what is true or what is fake news. Hate to say it. What's fake news? So that's one of the biggest challenges. One of the biggest opportunities, and it's kind of a double-sided coin, is everyone has a voice now, which is also one of the challenges, but it's an opportunity. Everyone has a voice now. It's not just up to the media to tell a one-sided story anymore. Everyone can really fill us in on the gaps of what's going on or what they think is going on. So, you know, it's kind of here and there, but those are the challenges and opportunities, in my opinion.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. And especially with social media now, with TikTok and others, TikTok has so many people expressing their opinions, and some of those people actually get to press, like so many media publications and news pick up the stories from TikTok as well. So
that's true. Once again, social media, that's a way to find story.
Yeah, plays a huge role, and AI, of course.
Yes.
Most of the people are afraid that it's taking over jobs, but it does have a great impact, but also has some challenges.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, AI. AI is writing everything for everyone. And that makes us wonder, okay, what's going to happen to like my print journalist colleagues, especially in the near future? But I don't know, maybe take it 5 to 10 years further down the line. What's going to happen to broadcasters? Because as you can see, what all the strikes in Hollywood, that was about AI and using their identity. And if that's for movies and TV shows, it's definitely going to hit journalism.
How do you navigate between providing informative and engaging content?
Oh, informative and engaging content. You know, I struggle with the content piece as well, I must admit. Social media, honestly, with social media, if I could delete it all, I would be happy. But because of my career, I cannot delete it all. But I think the informative stuff, that is, there are a few different types of content out there. There's like look at me content, which a lot of people do. There's teach me content. There's inspire me content. I always have gravitated more so towards inspire me and teach me content. So that's what I would rather do than look at me content. I mean, I'll sprinkle a little bit of that out there. So I guess I'm a person who I would rather prioritize, as you said, being more informative.
Yeah, that's incredible. And also, what's the biggest business advice or just any advice you ever received?
Actually, it has to do with fundraising. I interviewed this lady who is the founder of a venture capital firm. And she's like, whenever you're doing fundraising, you don't call people or talk to them at a networking event. She says, that's the worst. You have to corner people. So you have to, I don't know, be at a dinner with them and sit right next to them, like almost in a place where they can't really leave. You have to corner people if you're going to start pitching something that you want to raise money for.
I love that. Very interesting. And how does it feel to work for Forbes and be in that environment? I mean, it's very exciting, and especially you get to interview so many celebrities, and Forbes has podcasts. And does it also have podcasts in different areas, or it only has yours?
Well, working at Forbes has been an incredible experience, especially for, once again, my first real job out of grad school. Interviewing celebrities, I think the beauty in that, well, there's beauty and a beast to that. So the beauty is I realized that people are just people at the end of the day. I see a lot of people, a lot of celebs come in with their mask, and I'll ask them sometimes, like, is this the real you? Or are you just giving me your alter ego? So there's some of that, but I guess the worst part about interviewing celebrities, sometimes you interview people you look up to and then you realize, oh my, they are terribly human. And I interviewed this one person I really looked up to, and now I can no longer look at their content because I'm like, it doesn't hit the same. You know, I met you and you were, but your content doesn't hit the same for me anymore. But yes, working at Forbes has been a great opportunity. And yeah.
How do you stay motivated in such a fast-paced industry?
The same way we just try to stay motivated in life, if I'm being honest. You know, some days we're up, some days we're down, but we're just taking it one day at a time. God gives me a peace that surpasses all understanding. So that helps. And I'm just trusting the journey that he has for me. That's really how I stay motivated. If this is where I feel that where he wants me to be at this time, I am at peace. And until then, I will be at peace. So that's kind of just how I stay motivated at work and in life.
I love that.
Yeah.
How many episodes a month do you guys produce? Do you have like few episodes a week, or it's just weekly or monthly, or how does it work?
So for my show, which is New Money, we do a show every single week on Fridays. It's released. But how many videos I personally do a week? Anywhere from what, 6 to 10? So yeah, that's a lot more. But I also do videos on things like earnings and job reports and just all the money market stuff I was telling you about earlier.
Very interesting. And what do you think about current job market and current financial situation, like with everything what's going on now?
I don't know if it's true or not, but I do keep hearing the economy is booming. But all I'm going to say to that is it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah, everything's high. We go in the grocery store and it's like, oh my gosh, can't afford anything. We're seeing all these layoffs and jobs, but yet we're seeing there are a bunch of jobs being added. So I don't know. It just doesn't feel like it. But I'm not an expert.
Yeah. Some businesses are very successful and thriving. Some businesses are going down. So
yeah, right.
Very interesting situation right now. And where can our listeners find you, your social handles, all your information?
Oh, well, thanks for asking. I can be found at Rosemarie TV on Instagram. My podcast is New Money Pod. TikTok, rosemarie.tv, YouTube, Rosemarie TV. And the New Money Podcast is on the Forbes YouTube channel, and it's in the podcast section, and go to New Money. That's where I can be found.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Rosemarie. Thank you for being my guest.
Thank you for having me. I really do appreciate it.
That was all for today, guys. I hope you really enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Not Basic Blonde podcast is available on all the major platforms with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. To support the show, tag NBB podcast on your Instagram stories and check out more behind the scenes on Instagram as well at notbasicblonde_ or NBB podcast. And if you haven't, subscribe, rate, and review Not Basic Blonde podcast on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.